Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan, guys, how are you all doing? You know what day it is, you know what time it is. It is Friday, 7 p.m. and we're live on Radio Africana, and I welcome you to Memes and Mind with Esther. And as you can tell, I'm your host, Esther. Guys, before I proceed, I want to apologize for not giving you gist last week. So sorry. Well, we'll try to make it better as time goes on. Yeah. But anyways, guys, how have you all been? How have you been doing, guys? First of all, let's start talking about this weather. What the hell? The weather. No. Last week was burning. No, it was burnt. No. 29 degree. No. 29. No. I was roasting. Like, literally, I was in the tram. And I was so pissed. Like, no one got me worked up or whatsoever. But then, because of the heat, I was sweating. The whole of my soul, my body was burning. I was so upset. Like, you could literally see on my face. Like, I just had, like, this frowned face on. I was like, nah. It's just too much. I mean, this is the summer we actually asked for, guys. I mean, it's the summer, isn't it? But then the summer is doing too much. You're doing too much. You need to chill. But anyways, guys. It's that time of the year where it's burning, but then we just have to survive anyway. So yeah, I mean, it might be better than, you know, we freezing, you know, but it is what it is. Anyways, guys, continuing from our previous topic about what your summer plans are, guys, I really enjoyed that topic. I really did. I enjoyed that topic so much, because in as much as I'm you know, saying stuff, I'm still learning from what I'm saying, and most of the time I use what I say to, like, apply it to my life as well, obviously. Yeah, but yeah, so I enjoyed that topic last week, and then today I want to be more realistic. Okay, I want to be really realistic. Now the question is the summer really summering for you? That's today's topic. Is the summer really summering for you, in the sense that summer plans versus summer reality? Like, what are these things that we've planned in our head, and how are we working towards it? How is the summer helping us achieve what we've planned? Because, you know what, when I got home that day, I thought to myself, or for the past couple of weeks basically, I thought to myself, I was like, okay, I've got plans, I've got things I want to do for the summer. But is the summer really helping matters? Like, it's like reality really helping matters. If I say, okay, I want to travel, or I want to go for holiday, but then being realistic, the funds and then the plants and everything, the resources are not there. How are we going to do it? Like, what am I going to do? So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Your summer plans versus your summer reality. Like, what you've planned in your head versus how it is now. I can say that most people can relate, because trust me, each and every one of us, we've got something we want to do. Even if you don't want to work, let's say you want to travel, you want to have fun, you want to do this, whatever, you just want to do whatever. We've all got plans. We've all got what we want to do. But how are we going to achieve these things? Like, how are we being realistic about our plan? Because trust me, some persons are out there, they make like massive plan, but then they are not being realistic. And then when the plan doesn't fall through, they be like, oh, it doesn't fall through, da, 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 da. But you don't make realistic plan. Okay, so today I'm gonna try to, like, okay, let's talk about, you know, being realistic about our summer plans, and then we can have a good summer. I mean, start already. 28 degree, yeah, we'll start already. Guys, before we get into that, first song of the day. You know, last time I told you there's this artist that has been, like, I've listened to his song back to back, and these lyrics of the song just, like, I keep thinking about it. So the last song of his, which is Friday, and then his song we listened to last time was Blessings featuring Asake. So today we're going to listen to Dawn For Me by Friday featuring AG Baby Adekule Good. And then when we get back, we get right into the gist of today. Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Dumb For Me by Friday featuring Asake. You know the line of that song that I kept thinking about is it's not in this song. Oh my god, guys, you see, I know the song is just like they're in my head, so I don't know which one it is now. You see, it's actually the one we listened to on our previous episode, Blessings. I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. Oh, it's on Blessings, not this song, sorry about that. But anyways, I like that. I really love that line of that song, and when I heard it, I just kept thinking about my whole existence. Honestly, you know, that's some type of song that you listen to and you just keep meditating. That's that line for me. And I feel like it also applies to our topic today, like summer. You know, when I started this whole summer, you know, talk and everything, I said, first of all, if you want to make plans for your summer, have like a self-reflection. Think about how your last summer was, how you want to do better, how you want to improve it. Okay, for you to make any plans, you need to have self-reflection. Think about where you used to be before and how you feel like, oh, I can do better now. That's it. That's how you can make plans. Okay, but anyways, guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Memes and Minds with Esther, and I'm your host, Esther. Guys, you know the gist. If you've got anything to say, go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_ and drop your thoughts and your comments there. Thank you so much. Right, so continuing from last episode, talking about our summer plans, and then I spoke about getting busy, resting if necessary, investing in hobbies, vacation if you wanna, connecting with friends, you know, having personal growth, most importantly, saving. And for you to save, you gotta work. Exactly. So I spoke about all of these plans, but now the question is, are we realistic about this plan? In as much as we want to plan, are we realistic? Is this something that we really, really, really want to do, considering everything that's going on around us? Okay, now, to be more realistic, life is, see, sometimes when you make plan, the life just, it turns the plan upside down. Eh? Sometimes when you make plan, you be like, okay, this is what I want to do. But in real life, that is not what the life wants to really, really happen. Okay, so that is why when we're making plans, we have to be really, really realistic. Okay, now, number one, working more than you expected. Like, let's say, okay, your plans for this summer is you want to work. I mean, don't work, but then you want to work, like, okay, maybe you're the type where you want to get more extra shift, like you want to earn more money, but then reality just hits, and then you start working more than you actually expect. Like, you say, okay, this week I'm just gonna do 3 days, and then you end up doing like 6 days because you want money. That's reality. So sometimes you make plans in your head, but then life just, it changes it. Okay, another thing that reality is showing us is financial pressure. Guys, you know that every day things just increases. Like, okay, oh my God, yesterday I was at last week I went to Tesco. I'm gonna get like, okay, some beverages, and I got some beverages last week, and then I went back yesterday, the whole price has changed. Something of £1.50 has gone to £2.50. I'm like, what? I literally came here last week, like, what? So you can see that things are just changing every day. Like, things are changing. Like, prices are going up and up and up. Cost of living is choking the living. What's going on? So sometimes financial pressure hits as well. Okay? So now your priorities now is now, okay, you want to work to save and not even work to enjoy. Because you start thinking and be like, okay, let's say, for instance, your summer plan was like, oh, I'm going to have fun, like, go out and stuff like that. But now, because everything is just so expensive, now your whole focus has shifted from having fun and now saving. And now, you know, working to survive, not even working to save. You see? Another thing is budget stress as well. Now, we all know travel expenses is, like I said, everything is going up. Even if it's Liverpool, you want to go around here, you still have to spend a lot. Not to even talk about you traveling out of the country. So we see travel expenses has gotten too much. And then you plan that you want to travel out, you want to go outside for summer holiday or whatsoever, because things are now expensive, your whole plan has changed. And then also, you know, the whole war going on and stuff like that, I pray to people out there that God will protect you. Amen. You know, the whole plan I know someone that she wanted to like travel with her family, but because something, you know, the war and stuff like that, they're not allowed to leave their country, so they can't travel out of the country to spend time with their family over here. And that just made this person really sad. I'm sending love over to you wherever you are. So you see that when you make plans, sometimes reality or life just changes everything, you see. But it is what it is, okay? I just pray that everything just works out, everyone's better. And then also branding as well. I spoke about branding in the last episode. I said for CEOs out there, this summer you might want to, you know, do some branding to your business. You might want to improve it. You want to touch it up. You want to spice things up. So depends on the business you're doing. You want to take the opportunity to do something better. So sometimes reality, when we set our things to do something, we set our mind to do something, or we want to brand, want to do this, want to do that, and then we don't see progress, that causes discouragement. I've been there, and I feel like most people, they've been there before, okay? So sometimes we want to do something, but then because we're not seeing progress, we're just discouraged. And sometimes you don't have the resources, the funding, the money and everything. Now because of those things, because you lack those things, you lack those resources, you can't take step ahead and you can't make progress. And if you don't see progress, you'll be like, oh, there's no need doing this if there's no progress. That's reality. That's reality kicking in. But then I feel like if you set your heart to do something, if you've put your mind, oh, I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it regardless, if you go for it, I feel like you're going to get it. And you don't need to have all the resources in this world for you to brand or for you to like do something. Like, you don't need all the resources. Like, the little things really, really matters. You don't need all the things in this whole wide world. That's why I keep saying, you see these influencers or these celebrities that you see, they didn't just wake up one day and then we all know about them. No, they started from the scratch. They started from somewhere. And trust me, they've been some point in their life where they're discouraged, but then they keep going. That's the spirit. You need to have this enthusiasm inside of you to drive you, to push you to do something that you're passionate about. That's why I say, be passionate about something before you start doing, before you get yourself doing something. Be passionate about it. If you don't have passion, then if you just see any little discouragement, you'll be like, okay, I'm giving up. That's it. So you need to be passionate about something before you set your hands to do that thing. Okay. Also, we spoke about friends. You know, you connected with friends, we're old friends, you know, catching up, having fun and stuff like that. But reality, sometimes people switch up. And that's truth. That's facts. I've been in a situation whereby we all plan, I don't want to go out, da, 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 stuff like that. And then something just happened. Like, we was all dressed up, like we was ready, like, oh, we're going out. And then something happened. We didn't go out. That's reality. Obviously, we planned for that thing. We did plan. Okay, we're going out. We planned. But then reality kicks in. That's it. Reality kicked in. So sometimes we've made plans with our friends, or we're doing this, we're doing that. But then friends might just switch up. You know, people might just like, okay, I'm not down for it. And then you are left alone. You're there. You're not. Nah. That's reality. Okay. And you can't actually blame them. Maybe some person that are busy. I mean, everybody's making money. Everybody just got their own thing doing. Like, everybody's just everywhere. Like, you want to do something. You can't really blame them, you know. But then if you're out there, if you make plan with your friend, you want to go out. If you know you can't, don't even give them high hopes. Don't. And then lastly, most importantly, which I kept thinking about, is trying to make money and have fun. Like, being able to balance it is a bit difficult, you know. You want to make money, in as much as you want to make money, you're hustling, and then you want to have fun, you want to enjoy life. Some persons, it's really, really hard to balance. Some persons, they're like, okay, let me just leave fun. Let's just put fun aside and then focus on making money. Why? Some persons, they're like, okay, I'm gonna spend more than I earn. So, and there's a person that they are striking the balance, which I think is really, really important. In as much as you want to have fun, you want to have fun, you also need to save. And even if you want to save, you want to work, also try to have fun. Because if anything happens to you and you land up in the hospital, you can't eat your money. You see, you can't. And there's some persons that they're like, should I go out or should I just save this money? What I keep telling people is that I'm not saying don't have fun. If you want to go out, go out. If you want to enjoy, enjoy. This is you are in the stage where you are like, okay, you're not gonna go back to the age that you are in now. And one thing about my show is like, I'm mostly focusing on like young people, like young minds. So I feel like 90% of my listeners are like young people and they can relate. Guys, girls, we're in the stage whereby we, in as much as we want to work, we need to enjoy. In as much as we want to enjoy, we need to work for our future. Okay, so enjoy and work and enjoy. Strike the balance. Okay, I'm not saying don't go out. I'm not saying don't work. Do whatever you want to do, but just strike a balance. And also, I keep telling people, work with budgets. Work with budget. If you know you want to go out, if you know you want to do anything, check your account. Make sure you can afford this before you step out of your house. If you cannot, sit down. No one's gonna force you. Nobody's gonna force you. Sit at home. Make budgets. Even if the event you're going to go for is like in 2 months' time, it's even better. You have more time to plan. Okay? You have more time to plan. If you want to go out in 2 weeks' time, plan. If you can't afford it, sit back. Okay? There we go. So all these are like, you know, reality plans that like clashes with our own delusional plan. I'm sorry, not delusional, but you know, our mad plan, you know. You know, plans that we are planning in our head, and then reality tends to like, you know, mess it up and stuff like that. But you know, for every problem, there's a solution. Voila, your savior is here. But anyways, for any problem, I feel like if you work your way around it, you'll be able to solve it. Okay. Now, I've put down some like realistic solutions, realistic things that could like help us like, you know, balance our own summer plans and our summer reality. Okay, firstly, make realistic plan based on your budget. Talking about budget again, make realistic plan. If your friend tell you, okay, let's go out and spend £200, and you check your account balance, you just have £40, or guys, stay at home. Nobody sit down in your house. If your friend tell you, I'm gonna do that, and you're just there with your £40.99, okay, sit down. Don't let anybody pressurize you in this life. Oh no, don't. Nah, don't. So don't. I've said this before. Everybody running, they're running at different pace. If someone is running in 80 miles per hour and you are running, I mean, literally, you can't run 80 miles per hour, but okay, I'm just setting an example. If someone running like 80 miles per hour or driving 80 miles per hour, you're driving 60 miles per hour, we're still going to get to where we're going. If we're going to the same destination, we're going to get same place, but then we're just running, driving different speed. Okay? So everyone's got a different own ways, different things. So make plans based on your own budget, based on what you have, based on your own lifestyle. You see, lifestyle again. Based on what you can afford, based on what you can, don't think about what other persons are gonna do. Think about what you can afford, what you can do. Okay, lifestyle choice, and cost of living is very, very important. You need to understand what your lifestyle is, what your cost of living is, before you make plans. Okay. And also, self-reflection. Self-reflection is very, very important. Take a look back at where you was before last summer. What did you do? Me personally, I said this. Well, last summer, I worked. Oh, God of mercy. And it was hot. Oh, Jesus Christ. It was. I feel like this summer is not. It's not that hot. I mean, it's just 3 days. Three days last week. It was hot. Like, it was a bit intense. But I think the temperature is coming down. We might go up later on. But then last year, summer was bloody. It was hot. It was burning. But anyway, so last year summer, I worked. But then I didn't have any, you know, personal time. Like, time to, like, do, like, let's say, side hustle or invest in my hobbies and whatsoever. So I sat down, I thought about it, okay, this is what you did last summer. What are you going to do this summer to make it better? And then I said, obviously, I'm going to work and stuff like that. Also, I still want to have time for my personal life. I still want to have time to, like, invest in those things that I didn't have time to do during the winter period and whatsoever. And I'm like, okay, this is how I'm going to improve. Because if I didn't have self-reflection time, if I didn't think about what I did last summer, I wouldn't be able to make plans this summer. So, self-reflection first, and then you make realistic plans based on your cost of living, based on your own lifestyle. Secondly, is that do not try to rush things at a goal. I spoke about you learning new skills, investing in your hobbies and stuff like that. If you want to learn new skills, do not rush it. Do not say, okay, I'm going to learn 5 skills at the same time. You are doing computer training, you are doing here, you are doing that one, you are selling, you are... Relax, calm. You see one thing about our brain, if you are rushing it too much, there's too much things going on, and then if you're the type that you can't multitask, like, there's a lot of things going on in your head. You are doing this, you're doing that, bro, you can't focus on one thing. You don't know where to channel your energy towards. So if you're going to learn something, if you can do two, go for it. If you feel like, okay, I'm just going to manage one, as long as you put your heart, your soul inside of it, then go for it. Okay, don't try to do multiple things. Don't put your hand there. You're everywhere. Relax. Learn it step by step. But if you feel like, okay, I can manage two, then go for it. If you can manage three, go for it. That's why I said, based on your own lifestyle, based on what you can do, go for it. But I'd advise, don't rush it. Okay, give yourself time. Thirdly, take time to rest and reflect as well. Take time to rest and reflect. You are working. Budget stress. Financial pressure. They are calling you. I need money. I need that one. You are working back to back. Some people... shout out to people that do day shift and night shift. I do not know how you lot do it, but I can't. Nah. Ain't no way. I've seen this guy, right? He goes to work. He does... 6 to 5, like 6 p.m., yeah, right, and then to 5 a.m., and then he gets back, he does 8 in the morning to like 4, and then he goes back to the night shift again. I'm like, how do you do it? I can't. That's why when I see some persons either on the tram or on the bus and they are just dozing off, I don't blame you. I don't, because I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know what you've done overnight. I don't know where you went. I don't know. But you guys, no, shout out to you guys, honestly. See, if you can't do it, if your friends are telling you, I do night shift, I do day shift together, if they are telling you that's what they do, and then you said you want to do, and you know yourself that any small thing, you will faint and they rush you to hospital. You know yourself. You respect yourself, generally, and stick to your normal shifts. Don't overdo it. I understand that there are bills, there are things to pay, but trust me, my people. If anything happens to you today, hey, it is well. I can't. But like I was saying, guys, take time to rest and reflect. And if you are resting, let's say you've got a day off to rest, don't feel guilty about it. I've seen a meme and then it was like, okay, the days I'm resting, and then my village people whispers to me, you are wasting your life. Come on, no. If you feel like you've done enough for the week and then you deserve to rest, go for it. Relax. Rest. Don't kill yourself. Also, self-reflection. I keep laying emphasis on self-reflection because it's really, really important. Think about how you've done that week. Think about how your day was, how your week has been. Think about and how you can improve the next day or the next week. So take time to rest, okay? And then, most importantly, opt for simple and affordable things when possible. Opt for simple and affordable things. If you plan, if you make plan, I'm going Maldives, I'm going Dubai this summer, you make plans and then reality hits. There's no money, you can't afford it, you can't do this, you can't do that. There are other places that you can go that are affordable. At the end of the day, I feel like it's the experience that matters and people that you're experiencing it with. Okay, you don't have to go to like a big place. You don't have to travel out of the country for you to have a good summer experience. I mean, if you can, go for it. You've got the money, go to Maldives. Go. But if you can't, opt for simple and affordable things. Don't do too much. Not go do past your power. Don't do too much. Okay, so go for things that you can afford. Things that are simple, things that you know that, oh, if I do it, I'm still gonna have that experience, I'm still gonna enjoy it. Okay, now I'm gonna go back to budget, cost of living, self-reflection. I think those are like my main key points. In as much as we have our summer plans, we've got things in our head, we've got things that we want to do and stuff like that, let us be realistic. Me, when I'm planning it, when I'm making plans for myself, bro, when I'm making anything I'm doing, I will check my budget. I will check my budget. If I can't afford it, oh yeah, scrap it. Nah, we ain't doing that. That's what's helping me. I always make budgets. You make plans. Even aside money or whatsoever, if you've got plans in your life, if you've got things that you want to do, planning matters. Don't just start off your day like that and be like, okay, whatever happens. No, you also need to make plans. Plan your day. Okay, this is what I'm going to do in the morning, afternoon, when I get back, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, in as much as you're applying that to your financial life, also apply that to your daily life as well. Okay, budget and planning matters. So whatever plans you want to do, guys, whatever you want to do, take it slowly and work with your own lifestyle. Work with what you know you can afford. I think that's all I'm gonna, that's the main thing. Because trust me, guys, we don't know what's gonna happen the next 5 days, in the next 2 hours, the next 3 hours. We don't know what's gonna happen. As long as we are working with what we know we can afford, what we know we can do, what we know like we can afford, what we can do, then you are good to go. Okay, and at the end of the day, guys, what matters is the experience, is what you gain, is what you get out of this summer. That is what matters. It's what you're gonna get out of it that matters. Okay, I'm saying to myself, right, if I want to do this during summer, I'm thinking about, okay, after summer when I go back to UK, the way our lifestyle is, when I finish this whole summer thing and whatsoever, and then I go back to my usual daily activities and stuff like that, I feel like I've taken something out of summer. Like, I've taken something out of this 3 months or 2 months that the summer is going to last. I feel like I've taken something out of it. Because summer is a golden opportunity. This is time that we have off of our normal routine. This is time that we have more time to explore. We have more time to do things that we wanted to do, but we didn't have time to do. So this is the time for us to explore. So the experience matters a lot. Okay, don't think about, oh, what if it doesn't work. What, it will. And even if it doesn't work, it's not the end of the world. Okay, there we go. So that is our summer plans versus summer reality. I hope with these few points of mine, I'll be able to convince and not to confuse you that in as much as you want to plan for summer, reality is gonna kick in. So make realistic plan. Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh my God. So guys, I've been able to unravel and unwrap the whole gist of today. And you know what time it is now? Memes of the week. In as much as we come here to talk and we talk and we talk and we talk, 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 we gotta laugh. I know I make you laugh on a normal day, but you know what I'm saying? So guys, memes of the week, memes of the week. Let's go for a short break. And then we'll get back. We'll get back. Memes back to back. Back to back. So we're gonna listen to On the Low by Burner Boy.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
Angelina, you dey cool in my temperature. If you call, I go come deliver. I no go fall in your hand, never. So now me, you could love forever. I'm a cocky, no feeble letter. I'm a Angelina, Angelina. I'm a Angelina, Angelina. Oh, me all down. Anytime when I see you for the club or the television, your body. Sure you know no certainty when you carry 50 kill somebody. You know I feel a vibe, you feel a vibe. So baby, whine upon me, yeah. And I know you shy, but it's cool when we're making love. On the low, on the low, on the low, on the low. If you call, I go come deliver. I no go fall in your hand, never. So now me, you go love forever. I'm a cocky, no feeble letter. I'm a Angelina, Angelina. I'm a Angelina, Angelina. Oh no. So when I want to come out, make a signal you. Why you want to invest in your me like I need that? I'm tryna put a ring on your finger too.
Things I wanna do to you. You're a bad girl. You know I need.
All the sexy girls in the club, up, up, up. All the sexy girls in the club, up, up, up.
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Focus On Me by Dakor. Good Dakor, Dakor, Dakoo. Nah, whichever. Beg, beg, beg. Shadi, R-O-K, double O. Dakoo, Dakoo. It is, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're a bit late, but then it's you're right on time. Not right on time, but on time, you know. It's memes of the week. Memes of the week. Let's get right into it. First meme of today. Zahir says, when I like a song, I repeat the song until the artist comes out and asks for water. Literally. Honestly speaking, like, some person, they're obsessed with song, they keep playing it back to back. I'm that girl, I'm sorry. I'm that girl. If I like a song at that point, I'ma play it on repeat. I don't even care. It's my AirPod, it's my speaker. I'll play it back to back. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next meme. Emma says, feels like only water drinkers will understand all water does not taste the same. I think that's true, you know. That's really true. Not all water tastes the same. Especially bottled water, they have this weird taste. Like, I feel like it's not natural. I feel like something's been added to it. Like, yeah, it's true. Water's they taste different. Even tap water tastes different from normal bottled water. Yeah. You know, it's actually when I got to the UK, I discovered that there are water that have like fruits. Oh my god, what's it called? Fruits, like they have like fruits mixture in it, like. Not, it's not pure water. It's got like vitamins inside of it and stuff like that. So it tastes like, when you drink the water, it's got like, you can taste like some fruit inside of it, like some fruit juice inside of it. When I got to the UK, that's when I know that one. I don't know that one before. So yeah, all water does taste differently. All right, so next meme. Someone asked, what is the most basic thing you're terrible at? And then Jenny says, posing for photos. Yeah, listen, that's what I mean. I just take unaware pictures sometimes, because standing in front of the camera and then posing, like, it just kind of like awkward for me, honestly. That's why I prefer like doing, like, I'm a video girly, like taking pictures sometimes. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Should I do like that? I'm guessing I'm not the only person on this table. I'm not. Right, next meme. Someone asked, can we still say when we grow up, or this is it? Like, you know, when we was growing up and then we say, oh, when I grow up, I'm gonna do this. Have we really grown up? Like, is this the adulthood we are talking about? Is this the adulthood? You know, I can't, adulthood na scam, oh, big scam, nah, eh. Na big scam. No. I know what I'm saying. As you are growing up, eh? Things are changing, bills are increasing. I know what I'm saying. You know, even when we were growing up and our parents would be like, okay, when you grow up, you understand. When you grow up, you understand. I've grown up, and guess what? I understand now. No, I understand. Big time. Now, adulthood is crazy. It's mad. Nah, it's mad. Honestly. Next meme, guys. When your parents are on a call and then they ask for a pen, man, that pressure is unreal. Honestly, African parents, African kids, African children, you can relate. You know, when your mom and dad are on call and then I'll be like, oh, pass my pen. Bro, I'll be running. Like, where do I go? Like, wait, where do I look for pen? And you know what as well? When your parents are on call, I feel like if you can, that's the best time to ask for something. If you can't do it, there's this way, like, if my mom is on call and then I want to ask for something, when I used to grow up, I'll be like, Can I do this? And I should be like, go. Because obviously she's on call and then she's not really paying that much attention to you. So you can easily just do what you want to do. So that's like the benefit of you asking something when your mom's on call. And then when they ask you for a pen or they ask you for anything, they ask you to grab a paper while they're on call. Obviously they need it at that point. And then you have to see, you will go to forest and come back to look. You go to forest and look for pen and you have to bring that pen. Honestly. Also, guys, you know, I'm saying based on like African, you know, we that grew up like in African homes, right? So when my dad, whenever he's like, he's trying to fix something in his car and then it's late at night, and then I'll be the one to hold the flashlight for him and then, you know, hold the flashlight and then point it towards where he's working. Bro, you need to see me. At that point, I turn into a professional gaffer. Bro, I will hold the light with all my life. Because if you turn it the other way, oh my God. Oh my. Trauma. All right then. Next meme. When someone rests their head on your shoulder, it becomes my life purpose to stay as still as possible. Honestly speaking. Yeah, this one is real. Oh my God. You have to stay still, like. If it just feels like you're not their bed, you're their pillow. You have to work like an actual bed and pillow. You stay there, till the person decides to move their head. I've come across some of these TikTok videos where some skit makers, they go outside to like prank people. Not prank, like I think test. So they can just randomly go on the train and then try to like rest on the shoulder of a of the person next to them. Bro, some persons are not even laughing. Some people are they're not laughing. You rest on my shoulder. Do I know you before? Bro, leave. But that only, I feel like that happens. Obviously, you don't know the person, so fair. But then if it's me, rest on my shoulder, I'll be like, do I know you before? Where did you come from? Move. What is this one? You see? So I feel like it's just, obviously you don't know me before, so don't try that with me. Speaking of skip making in public. Have any of you been approached by some of the skit makers and they try to like interview you? Have any of you been? I've not. And I pray that the day that it will happen to me, I should be fully prepared that day. Because if I open my TikTok one day and I see myself going viral for the wrong purpose, I will not be happy. But anyways, moving on, guys. All right, so someone said, if you call me and you're talking to people in the background, I'm hanging up, period. I don't even care. I'm hanging up the phone. I don't know why people do this. Why? Are you trying to prove that you have people talking to at the back? Like, bro, you literally got your phone. You rang me. I pick your call. We're trying to have a conversation. Then you're trying to talk to the person at the back. Come on. I will hang up. Because it's not me that... I don't even care. I will hang up. Because I don't know what you're trying to prove. Trying to prove that you have people to talk to at the back. So me that you call now, I don't have people now. I cannot talk. No, I can't. And people think that some people fake it as well, bro. Nah. Honestly, people do fake it. I don't know why, but nah. Let's not do that. Please. Anyways, next meme. I have no complaints over the hot weather, but you see at night, please wrap it up. Guys, you know the heat, it hits different at night. God. night. The heat no is bad at night. It's really bad. I remember, gosh, last summer, I literally, in the middle of the night, I rolled out of my bed to sleep on the floor. I opened my window. It was wide open and I was sleeping on the floor. I don't even care because it was burning. Heat at night, it's just, no, there's something different about when it's really, really hot at night. No, please. No, I beg. No. Nah. And I think we're going to experience the same thing this summer. Get ready, guys. All right, next meme. The confidence with which AI gives wrong answers is so unmatched. Guys, you know AI gives you wrong answers sometimes. You know it does. I was just trying to, like, the other day, I had my phone and I was like, okay, I'm going to see what this AI thinks about. I was just like, okay, let me just see what it's going to say. So I was like, oh, what's today's date? Like, I mean, I think I asked it something about the updates and stuff like that. I was like, oh, what's today's date? What's happening? What's the current situation and stuff like that? And then it said it was when June, isn't it? So I think it was June 13, there about 14, yeah. And then it said July 4. I was like, I don't understand. Is it July 2024, July 2025? I don't understand. Are you going to the back or you are going to the front? Which one are you even doing this? Like, bro. And then I had to correct it. I was like, you know, you do realize that it's June 13 today, right? And I was like, oh, you're right, Esther. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm right. So sometimes, guys, AI can give you wrong answers. So that's why before you get your answer from AI, just make sure you do your findings. I don't know, I've seen these videos on TikTok now that Nigerians, they are misusing AI. Guys, come on, what is going on? Jesus. I've seen some videos. When I see the video, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, what the hell? And someone said, AI will regret finding itself in Nigeria, which is true, because we Nigerians, we like to do the extreme, honestly. Right? So last meme of the day, I like this one. The same. My biggest problem in life is that I always think of the biggest comebacks after the argument is over. God. You know when you're just having like a banter with someone and then you didn't say what you're going to say. And then when you get home, you start saying, oh, I would have said this at that point. It would have hit. It would have slapped. Oh, my God. Why is it like that? I feel like it's because, like, the tension is high, pressure is high, so you're not actually thinking straight. And then sometimes when you get home, you start saying, oh, I shouldn't have said what I said. So sometimes, lesson out there, if you're pissed, if you're happy, don't make some certain decision. Just wait till you're like on your neutral feelings before you make a decision. Because trust me, whenever you're upset, your mental health is not balanced. Whenever you're too excited, your mental health is not balanced. So when you make plans, when you're too excited or when you're really, really upset, it might affect you in the future. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's that for that. Thank you so much. So guys, we have come to the end of today's episode on Memes and Minds, talking about summer plans versus summer reality. In a nutshell, guys, be realistic about your plans. Make plans, but be real. Be realistic. Work with budgets, know your lifestyle, know your cost of living before you make plan. And at the end of the day, guys, it is the experience that matters. Do something that is worth it. Do something that you're gonna enjoy. Do something that you know in the next 3 months, in the next 2 years, it's something that is valuable, it's something that you're gonna have. It's something that you're gonna be like, oh, I'm so glad I did this last summer. Okay, if you want to have fun, if you want to travel, if you want to work, if you want to rest, whatever you want to do, be realistic about it. And trust me, we're going to have an amazing summer with 28 degrees. Trust me, guys, we will survive by God's grace. Thank you. And don't forget to get your mini fan, buy a fan so that you don't roast. Okay, so guys, we've come to the end of today's episode. If you've not followed our Instagram page, go to Instagram at memes_minds_ and drop your thoughts or participate, follow, like, do whatever you want to do. And do you want to have a nice weekend, a nice evening, a nice Friday, a nice week ahead. And I will catch you all, and I'll talk to you all on our next episode next Friday, 7 p.m. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
This kind of music make you feel it right now. Wish and play, got you pulling punches to the side now. Let your body talk, give me dialogue, going back and forth for the rest of the night. Hola, now one life is priceless, yeah. So I go, I deliver my life like it's gold. You wanna call them about me, love? Why not, baby girl, I want to know.
All my many, many things I want to know.
I don't wanna let your body feel alone. I gotta give your body all you want. Make me not stay too long. Baby, they buy your phone.
I just can't imagine if it wasn't you. Love it when you're grabbing it. Grab it like it's maybe you. Feelings even catching me. Yeah, yeah. This is what you want. I know that you're bad for me. I'll be bad for you too. Ooh.
Oh, my darling, you the best. They make this statement on that dress. Things you did, no one can beat the best. Oh my girl, but she beat and nothing less. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did the things to make me charge up. Make her pay your pocket, baby, make you put the bands up. Lady done to make me feel alive, another lie. We did do things, I'm all to survive.